team. Ladies look cool young, cause I'm living lavish, sliding on electric, maybe I'm in the Tetris, swinging every direction, hitting my intersection. Boys don't wanna see me cause I keep big protection. Swinging, banging, trunk growling. Open it up on Scotch, I ain't gon' let it down to dialing. Study crawling, trunk profiling. Hoes on the side taking pictures while I'm styling. They winking, I'm smiling. Other way around, I be pulling up, I pop the trunk, you see the gray surround. I be pulling up, I pop the trunk, you see the gray surround. I be pulling up, I pop the trunk, you see the gray surround. I be pulling up, I pop the trunk, you see the gray surround. I be pulling up, I pop the trunk, you see the gray surround.
All right, WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast, when the fuck we feel like it. Sean right back in the building. And quite honestly, I guess I can't say right back in the building, because I ain't been shit for the past couple weeks. I've been missing. I was actually online trying to pre-order my damn Coachella tickets. Of course, the VIP, non-herpes tickets, of course. I won't have it any other way. You know how ridiculous it is to go see your favorite artist and come back with... You're not just bumping their music, but you bumping your genitals. That shit's crazy. That's unfortunate. Shout out to that, though. I don't know why I'm shouting out to herpes, but, you know, it happens. But anyway, the song I just played is actually Show Surround by EDF featuring Youngster. And who else? Mike Redd. It's a hard little song right there. I recommend it. But really, the real reason behind my absence was I had a very traumatic situation happen. The post office lost one of my packages, and I was, you know, dealing with the ramifications of that. I was very heartbroken and distraught. And I just finally come, you know, I finally came to my senses and I was able to, you know, overcome adversity. And luckily they actually were able to deliver my package. The shit was fucking ridiculous though. Shit had me stressed out at work. I couldn't think. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I wasn't happy. I was very depressed. You know, just things I deal with, you know. It is what it is though. It's really fucking ridiculous though. My damn local post office actually has a 1-star review on Yelp. That shit has 1 star. Do you know how impossible it is to get 1 star on Yelp? I mean, if somebody shot me while I was inside the post office, I still would probably give that post office at least a 2. Because I would be like, you know what? They did shoot me at a decent time. I was able to actually still get home and run errands after I got shot. You know, it's a lot of shit that goes on with that. It's damn near impossible to get a fucking 1-star review on Yelp as your average. You average 1 star. That shit is out of this fucking world. Impossible. Restaurants who serve fucking rats and dogs and cats and shit, not gonna get a 1-star review on Yelp. You can get actual hair in your food and not get a 1-star. Like, you know what? I did get a hair on my food, but at least it wasn't a cockroach. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and just move this hair to the side and continue with my meal. But that shit is very fucking frustrating, man. Because, you know, I had an amazing track record of packages paused. I've been ordering shit from the late 90s and shit. We'd be outside playing basketball, and everybody, oh, shit, the UPS man coming. What you didn't order now, Sean? And lo and behold, that bitch would always stop in front of my house, and I always had something being dropped off. Every single time, it was Michael Jordan basketball cards. It was something. Fucking school shoes and shit. I was getting school shoes delivered to the crib in the fucking early 90s. Well, late 90s, excuse me. I was always ahead of the game on that type of shit. One time going back about the post office shit, before I could even start this podcast, before the first episode, I was waiting for a damn package from the damn post office. And that shit took damn near 2 months to get delivered. To the point where I had to complain to the company that sent the package. They actually gave me a second shipment of the same shit. And the second shipment came before the first one. So I ended up getting 2 products and paid 1 time. Because I didn't get the delivery. But then that shit came like 2 or 3 months later. It's like, dog, what the fuck is going on over there? And the craziest thing is, at that post office, it's a lot of nice people over there. Like, when I do go over there, they're actually very pleasant, easy to talk to, approachable, very nice, and all that type of shit. They're just horrible at their fucking job. I don't know what's going on. And I don't even think it's necessarily individual workers or anything. I guess it's the management or whatever system they have going on over there. But they're complete garbage. Complete fucking garbage. It's been numerous times where they not necessarily lost my packages, but they were juggling the fuck out of it to where that shit would always come way later than they expected delivery date. And the shit is frustrating as fuck because I order shit daily. I order damn near all my shit. I hate going to stores and shit in terms of buying shit. Normally what I would do, I go to the store to see what I want, and then I go back home and order that shit online for a better price. That's what I do. Because a lot of these physical stores have to pay for overhead and shit. They have to pay for their rent. They have to pay all their employees and all this shit. And they just adding unnecessary taxes to that shit on top of that. So a lot of these prices be outrageous when you go to the store. It's always better to shop online. But then I start feeling guilty, and I start feeling like I should pay more attention to my local businesses. And I start doing the local shit for a while. But I guess I fell off of that and start going right back online. But you know, I might do that again. I might support my local businesses again. I do what I can here and there. But enough about that bullshit. The fuck else been happening lately? Oh yeah, I got a phone call the other day speaking about podcast equipment. I ordered like a headphone jack to have multiple headphones plugged up and shit. I ordered this shit like 8 months ago. And when I ordered the package and it came in and everything, I got a phone call. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I answer the phone. It's the dude that owns the company and shit. He calling me, asking me how am I doing and did I like the order and all this other bullshit. I'm like, man, it's straight, man. I'll fuck with you later, though. Hung up in his face. Nah, I didn't hang up in his face, but, you know, I got him the fuck out of here in a reasonable time. Because I ain't got time for all that goofy shit. But anyway, the other day, I'm talking about this like 8 months later, this motherfucker called me again. Like, hey, Sean, just want to know if you, what's going on, man? Haven't heard from you. Haven't heard from me. Motherfucker, that was entirely on purpose, my nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? You haven't heard from me. I ain't know we was in a relationship, but what's going on? He called me so off guard, I just started asking him how he was doing and shit. I'm like, how was your day, my nigga? What's going on with you? It's all right, man. I caught him off guard. Now he feeling nervous and shit. He feeling like I caught him off guard, but he ain't know what the fuck to say back to me. I'm like, so what's going on with you, champ? What's going on, man? How are you doing, first and foremost?
Oh, man, I'm all right, man. It's just, you know, just hanging in there.
I'm like, dog, if you don't get the fuck off my phone, god damn it. That shit was so awkward. This motherfucker called me 8 months later, asking me how I was doing and shit. Asking me if I'm enjoying myself and enjoying the fucking order. I'm like, my nigga, get the fuck off my phone, man. Well, I can't say if it's the owner, but it seemed like it, though. I would have to imagine that he was kind of high up, at least. Because he knows his shit, though. He's like, man, if you need anything, man, any advice or anything, just hit me up, man. I'm like, my nigga, I'm gonna start giving these companies dummy numbers, man, because I can't have these motherfuckers contacting me and shit by phone. That shit's awkward. Man, text message me so I can ignore you like I ignore everybody else, man. Please, goddammit. Don't call me, my nigga. That shit was just weird as fuck. And that's another reason why I haven't been recording podcasts, because, you know, I've been hiding and shit. I didn't know if that motherfucker was in my damn bushes or some shit. I was scared. And also, really, the real reason why I haven't been recording and shit, but I've been actually stepping out in the streets and shit. I've been, you know, checking shit out live in the flesh and all that type of shit. So I just haven't really been home, and I haven't been in the mood to really record. I won't say I haven't been in the mood, but shit just really ain't been going on to where I just feel like I have to talk about shit, really. I don't know. I'm in a weird little spot right now. But I actually went to the Joe Budden Live podcast that was in Houston. That was at about a week or two ago. And that shit was pretty good. I could tell that they were exhausted, though. And I could tell they were trying to get the fuck out of there. And I could tell they were kind of just going through the motions and shit. It's like they were halfway there, halfway not there. You could see that they was already damn near 1 foot in the damn bus, ready to leave and shit. But how they were delivering certain things, I could tell. As somebody who creates shit, I could tell what's going on. But overall, though, it was a pretty good show. But I wasn't really going there just to have a good time. I was also studying the game and watching how they do the live shows and seeing how I could implement things. And, you know, just taking notes and seeing what I could take out of the situation. That's why I really went there. But they show love to people who do podcasts and shit like that. So, I mean, I actually should have brought some of my clothing up there and handed it out to them. But I didn't order the shit in time. But I should have did it. But I ain't the type of person to just be running up on stage and doing all type of goofy shit. So, I don't know. It was a pretty good experience, though. I actually ran into a lot of people that I knew. Not a lot of people, but a few people that I knew. What else happened, though? And also, it just showed me that, well, I already knew this, but they not doing anything that I can't do. Everything they were doing on stage and shit is all shit that I already do. I'm just not doing it on stage. I just don't have that platform yet. But it just gave me a little boost of confidence. Like, yeah, I got this shit, man. I could do all that shit. That's nothing. I got all that shit bagged up. It's just actually promoting the podcast and promoting myself and putting myself out there. That's the hard part for me, because I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I'm one of them people that just like to produce and don't give a fuck. I'm a weekend type person. weekend the artist, not the fucking time during the week. You know, he doesn't do any interviews, none of this shit. He just produce the fly shit and he get the fuck on. That's me. I like to produce the fly shit and get the fuck on. But that's my problem, though. There is art to marketing and all that shit. I just don't give a fuck. I don't know what it is, but I just don't care. That's why I always say I don't care about the views and all that shit, because honestly, I don't. And as I always say, I do 100% heavily appreciate anybody who listens and takes time out of their day to fuck with me in the podcast. I appreciate it. Anybody who ever reposted the podcast, anybody who ever stopped by to record with me and all that type of shit, or invite me to their podcast, I appreciate all that shit. But the marketing shit and all this other goofy shit, I'm not on that type of time. I'm just not. I fucking hate that shit. Shit is garbage. I don't want to do it. Don't want to be bothered. I ain't trying to fuck with it. And that shit kind of stops me from doing a lot of shit. Just like when people stop by the crib and shit, and I start showing them shit that I do and shit that I created, shit that I built. They're like, damn, why you don't just do this, this, and this, this? It's like, my nigga, this shit really just for me. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm doing this for me. But yeah, I got to start branching out and really start putting my creative shit out there in the forefront to where people could really see and appreciate the shit that I fuck with and do and shit that I can do. But I don't know, man. I'm just garbage right now. I just got to come to terms that I got to take this other shit serious and really push this shit and get this shit going. But anyway, also on my live outside run, I also saw the Avengers, and I'm seeing a lot of nerd type cats complain about the movie and shit. But the movie was hard than a bitch. If you don't like the Avengers movie, this last one, you probably haven't been outside in the last 3 years, probably, I would have to assume. And you probably knee deep into a comic book right now or some shit, or you got a goddamn fucking costume on and shit. It's funny because in the movie theater, people was dressed up. People had Avengers shirts on. Fucking one dude had the fucking light up Thanos glove, the fucking Infinity Gauntlet and shit. It's like, my nigga, if you don't relax. This one dude on side of me, every time a major part of the movie happened, he was like, man, wow. Oh my God, that's crazy. I'm like, dog, you're 45. Get a hold of yourself, my nigga. Please contain yourself, champ. The fuck you got going on, man? Motherfucker was like, oh man, that's, oh wow, oh my God. This motherfucker was just captivated by the movie. It was just a lot of weirdo shit going on in the movies. But I forgot how energetic the crowd would be on opening nights, because I never watch movies when they first jump off and shit. Because once again, I don't like being around that amount of people and all this type of shit. And also, the fucking seats were uncomfortable for me because they're recliner seats. But I just wanted to recline the back. But you can't recline the back without putting your feet in the air. And I just decided as a grown man that I'm not going to have my feet in the air in public as a grown man. I'm just not going to do it. Just not going to have my feet all just out there. Just up in the air. That's kind of weird. Pause, by the way, if need be. But yeah, as a grown man, I just decided that's not the move I'm going to make. I'm not in that phase of my life where I just have my feet up in public. I just can't do it. And plus, I'm still in that type of time where I don't trust shit that's going on around me. Like, anything could jump off. I need to be able to move quick. I can't move with my goddamn feet in the air. And I'm fucking laying down in public and shit. Nah, I'm not on that type of time. So it was a little uncomfortable. But outside of the uncomfort, the movie went by pretty fast. That 3 hours went right on by. Because the movie was so fucking, it was so many parts and plot twists and parts of the movie that was jumping off. That shit pretty much breezed right by. And next thing you know, it's damn near what, 10:30 at night and shit. I went. The movie started at like 7 something. Another thing, these fucking coming attractions, man, god damn it. That shit was like fucking 30 minutes long watching all these fucking trailers and shit to other shit that's jumping off. That shit was pissing me off. I'm like, man, wrap this monkey ass shit up. The movie is already 3 fucking hours. Let's get this shit going so I can get the fuck out of here, god damn it. But that shit was annoying as hell. But the movie was real good. But once again, a lot of nerds are saying it's trash and shit. But don't listen to the fucking nerds. The movie is harder than the bitch. And I really didn't even watch it as a comic book fan, or I didn't even watch it as a superhero movie. It was just a good movie in general. It was just a good movie in general. I didn't even look at it like some superhero shit, because I really don't give a fuck about comic books. Although, I still have comic books and all this shit. I still have comic book cards. Still have all this shit. But yeah, I appreciate the movie. I appreciate the writing. Although, again, a lot of nerds are saying the writing, there were plot holes and all this other shit, which is impossible because they explained everything that you're questioning inside the fucking movie. And you still acting like it's a plot hole. It's like, dog, they explained the shit in the fucking movie, but you probably couldn't see it or hear it because you got a fucking costume on. You got a goddamn Captain America mask on and shit. Take that bullshit off and watch the movie. Fucking jackasses. Man, the sound is kind of... The sound of the movie was kind of iffy. It's like, no. You got a goddamn Thor fucking mask on. Take the fucking Iron Man mask off and watch the movie, goddammit. You can hear better with the mask off. Crazy, right? But yeah, that's my take on Avengers. Thank you. Without any spoilers and shit. But I'm seeing that bitch made like $2 billion in 2 weeks. Which I'm assuming a lot of that shit has to do with fucking pre-orders, pre-sale tickets and shit. Because I also wonder if that movie is being sold like a double feature. Meaning, if you buy one ticket, it counts as two tickets. Because it's a 3-hour movie. For instance, if you buy a double album, that shit counts as two album sales if you buy one album. Let's say like that Nelly album back in the day, that Sweatsuit album. If you bought one album of that, it counted as two album sales because it was a double album. So I wonder if movies are the same way, if it goes to a certain length. I feel like it does, but I'm not too sure. And also, it's probably based off pre-sale tickets for the Avengers because, again, you have less movie showings when the movie is 3 hours. So you would think you would make almost half the money because you can't fit enough time. You can't fit enough movie slots, enough showings into a day. But I don't know. But something tells me they count as two movie sales for each ticket. But I could be wrong on that. I didn't research none of this shit. This is all off the top of the head. But anyway, again, that's Avengers, motherfuckers. God damn it. And later on, I'll probably do some sort of breakdown about certain parts and certain things I think of. But I need to ask Well and them what they're going to do about that shit. If they're going to do a fucking breakdown of the movie or whatever. See what's going on with that at some point. But I didn't fill off the podcast and shit, so I'm trash right now. And also, another reason that I kind of fell off a little bit on the podcast in terms of consistency and shit is because I went so hard last year trying to piece things together and get my personal life back in order. That shit just exhausted the fuck out of me to where this year I'm taking kind of a back seat and kind of just enjoying things around me and shit. And it's just been harder to balance a lot of this shit and be consistent at one thing in particular. Because behind the scenes, I'm doing a lot of other shit besides the clothing and shit I'm making. I'm now building a fucking arcade cabinet and shit. I don't know why, but I just been compelled to make an arcade cabinet. So now I'm building all that shit and getting the wiring and all that shit done. And it's gonna be a beautiful piece of artwork when I finish this bitch. It's gonna be cold. I can't wait to fucking see the final product of this shit. See if I could really do this shit. Waiting for other parts to come in. I also been doing things around the house and shit. Doing a lot of custom made shit that I'm working on right now. I don't know. I just have fucking creative ADD to where I can't just do one thing. I gotta build and do other shit. And that shit takes time away from other things. Unfortunately, like this podcast. But don't get it fucked up. This podcast is still one of my number one priorities. It's just that I haven't been in the mood to crack jokes and shit. So I just kind of took some time off. Because I just wasn't in a joking mood. It was just too much real shit jumping off that. I guess it was just fucking up my ability to joke. Man, it's funny because somebody at my job was like, Sean, I never heard you tell jokes. He was like, I can't see you even telling jokes. And that shit cracked me up for some reason. But that's another random fucking topic and shit. But let me see what else jumped off. Oh, yeah, I was fucking watching the 85 South show. And they was talking about some old school stories and shit about bicycles and all this other shit. And asking if your bike ever got stole. And immediately I had a flashback of when my bike got stole. Because in the neighborhood, we used to always go to Dairy Queen and shit. Dairy Queen was just a cold spot. They had cold food. But anyway, I would always ride my bike up there and get some French fries. I don't know why. I would just get a large fry. That's it. All the time. Every day. I would just go to ride my bike to Dairy Queen, get a large fry. Chill. So I'm with my homeboy and shit. We both had the coldest bikes in the neighborhood. By the way, I was a cold nigga, so I had everybody in the neighborhood trying to get BMX bikes like me and shit. So I was setting trends in that bitch. I had one of the coldest bikes in the neighborhood. But anyway, me and my homeboy riding bikes to Dairy Queen to get our food and shit. So we go up there, we lay our bikes down, we ordering our food and shit. I can't wait to fuck these fries up, my nigga. That's all I'm thinking about. So we finally get our food. We stepping out the fucking store. Bike's gone. We like, what the fuck? My homeboy like, man, I don't even want this food no more, man. Fuck. I'm like, my nigga, give me that bag, my nigga. Ain't no fucking way I'm not gonna eat my food, my nigga. Fuck that bike. So I'm eating my food and his food now. And we looking for our bikes and shit. And we walk past the grocery store and we see somebody in the window. So we like, fuck it, man. We walk in there and ask him if we seen anybody run off with some bikes or some shit. He like, actually, we did. Actually, I did see somebody and shit. Blah, 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 blah. They ran this way. It was like 9 of them. I'm like, what the fuck? 9 of them. So now I'm mad than a bitch. So he actually offered to take us home and shit. And I don't know why. We did get in the car and fucking let him drive us back to the neighborhood, which was fucking stupid because this motherfucker could have been a goddamn murderer or anything. We just getting in the car with a fucking stranger. But anyway, we get back to the crib. I tell my dad we jumped off and shit. I'm like, I gotta find my bike ASAP right now. I'm handing him the keys and shit to the fucking truck. So we get in my dad's truck. He driving us around the neighborhood and all this other shit. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know where this bitch is. I want to go to this one particular neighborhood. So my dad take us to the neighborhood. We riding around and shit. We ride around the whole neighborhood. We don't see shit. So we like, fuck, man. And he like, all right, man, I'm just take y'all back home. And the bike's gone, man. And right when he said that, and right when I'm about to put my head down and fucking start crying and shit, because I was pissed off about my bike. My bike, man, that bitch, I was treating that bitch like a BMW. That bitch was not a BMX. That bitch was a BMW. I used to love that fucking bike. So I look up in the rearview mirror. I see two cats on bicycles and they turn the corner and shit. I'm like, turn around, turn around, turn around. I told my dad to turn the car back around and shit. So he turned around. We go up the street. I tell him, turn here. I don't know. My sight and my ability to do shit was just cold-blooded. I was like ahead of my time when I was a kid. I was like street smart and shit for some reason. I don't know why. But I tell him to turn the corner. We pull up on his house with the garage door open. And our fucking bicycles are on kickstands and shit. And it's important to say on kickstands because if you know anything, if you had bikes that you loved and shit and you cared about and you really cherished and shit, you would put that bitch on a kickstand if you had a cold ass bike. If your bike was garbage and you wasn't shit, you would just lay your bike on the ground and throw that bitch on the ground, all that type of shit. So these motherfuckers had all bikes on the kickstand like they was cherishing some shit, like they paid for it, like they had, like it was their bikes. So it was funny. My dad like, man, get out and go get them. So we get out the truck, we get on our bikes, and we skate off and shit. Shit was crazy. We fucking stole our bikes back from the motherfuckers that stole our shit. Shit was funny as hell. Because really, I wanted to stay there and watch their facial reactions of coming out the house and they bikes are stole. That shit had to be a motherfucking classic moment. I wish I could have saw that shit to this day. That shit was hilarious. So we get home and shit. We celebrate. We got our fucking bikes back. This shit was crazy than a bitch. I'm probably one of the only people in the world that got his bike stolen and got that bitch back himself. That shit never really happens. You never see that shit again when you get your bike stolen. That shit is gone. Because it's almost always somebody from another neighborhood and shit. You never gonna see that bitch again. Or they gonna spray paint it. Or they gonna put some, they gonna do some wild shit to it. But anyway, the very next day, we playing basketball. And the dude who stole our bikes is in front of my house playing basketball on my street and shit. So now I'm doing all type of tricks on my bike in front of him. I'm riding wheelies past him and shit, rubbing it in his face that I got my shit back. And you ain't gonna do shit about it. I'm just looking at him like mean mugging him, all type of shit. Shit was hilarious. And I could tell he was motherfucking, he was like flustered and shit. He was wondering like, how the fuck did these motherfuckers get the goddamn bikes back? It was just a beautiful moment, man. Just to see the disgust on his face that I had my shit back. He was just staring at me the whole fucking day. That shit was just a, you know, it was a beautiful day, man. And ever since then, I wanted to beat the brakes off of him. But we never did fight or anything. But I saw him like years later. I was with some people who did music and shit. And I would like do their designs and album covers and all this type of shit. And I was over their house. And then there's a knock on the door. They go open the door and he walk in. This motherfucker. And the first person he look at is me. And I'm looking at him and shit. I'm just like, look at this motherfucker, man. Can't believe this nigga. But again, it wasn't no static or nothing. It wasn't no real shit to jump off. We kind of squashed it, pieced it up and all that shit years before when somebody died. I don't know if I told that story on the podcast or not, but a cat that we grew up with had died on some Final Destination type shit. He was walking home and shit on the street and a car passed by and the side view mirror from the truck hit him in the back of the head and he fell in the ditch face down, face first. Into a puddle of water. And he ended up drowning in the ditch. And again, the ditch wasn't full of water or anything. It was just like a minimal amount of water in the ditch. And he fell face first from the side view. From getting struck in the back of the head from a side view mirror. And he fucking drowned face down. On some pure Final Destination bullshit. So after that jumped off, he kind of told me the story and all that shit. And we kind of pieced it up then. But yeah, RIP to him, by the way. Unfortunately, I forgot his name. I believe it was Sonny. But I never remembered his name because I called him something else. I can't remember what we called him in school. But everybody in the neighborhood called him a different name. So I never remember what his name was. But that was a horrible way to fucking go out, man. I was very pissed off about that situation. Because the person that hit him didn't call the police. Didn't call the ambulance. Didn't do anything. They just drove off. which is some complete whole ass shit. That shit pissed me off for years, and it's pissing me off right now telling the story. It's garbage, man. But yeah, them BMX bikes were serious in the neighborhood, man. I had that Haro. Shout out to my nigga Dave Mirror. RIP to him too. Quick story on him. Dave Mirror was a freestyle BMX rider. He would do all these crazy tricks and shit. I'm talking about like fucking double backflips and shit on a bicycle. BMX bike. But the problem is he landed on his head and other shit so many times that this motherfucker actually suffered from CTE. He ended up getting fucking brain damage and shit. And he ended up committing suicide. I believe he shot himself in the head. And I think a lot of these X Games type of people who were doing all these elaborate tricks on skateboards and bikes and shit, they gonna start having the same fate as NFL players with the CTE, unfortunately. So we probably gonna see a lot more stories of that happening in the near future. And I don't really hear about the X Games and shit anymore. I wonder if that's a real popular thing still. I would imagine that it is, but I'm not too sure. Because I don't even watch TV, so I don't even know if the X Games still come on TV or not. But I'm pretty sure it does, but I used to love the fucking X Games, the BMX part, the freestyle jumps and with the BMXs and shit. That shit was amazing. I used to love that shit. Because I was cold with the BMX bike. I was doing all type of wild shit. I'm jumping off of shit, doing dumb shit. I remember one time I was riding my bike through my elementary school and shit. Had janitors and shit chasing me. I was doing a lot of wild, weirdo shit when I was a kid that people don't know nothing about. They was calling the cops on me and shit because I was terrorizing the fucking neighborhood and the schools and shit during the summertime. Cops looking for me and shit because, like I said, I'm riding my bike through the school and shit when they were cleaning it. I don't know why they would have like the doors open and I would just ride my ride wheelies and shit through the school and had janitors chasing me. I'm fucking juking them and shit, making them fall and shit. I'm doing and-one moves on my bicycle on janitors. Shit was crazy than a bitch, but you know, I was a little asshole when I was a kid. It is what it is. But yeah, it does feel good to be back on the podcast shit. I ain't been doing it, as y'all already know, unfortunately. And I apologize for my absence and my ain't shitness. But I mean, fuck it, man. The same things that make you great are the same things that make you trash. And this has been WWFLIP. When we feel like it podcast, where we broadcast, when the fuck we feel like it. Sean, gone. Thank you for listening.